You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
So keep your orders for somebody who hasn't got so much to lose. 'Cause you can tell by the lines I'm deciding. I say that movie too.
So it's the key to the door. The key to the door. What can you be saying? Well, it's volume 21 of Sound and Next Vision, hosted as ever by Nick Elliott.
Alex, good to see you again.
It's extraordinary in every sense of the word. I've seen that movie too. Your first choice for a selection on this 21st edition on September the 15th.
From my favourite all-time Elton John album.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Goodbye to Yellow Brick Road.
I've
definitely
seen
the best he
that
ever did,
movie
in
too.
My opinion.
It's rather like one
wonderful
of those irritating things when people say, have you seen it? Seen it, seen it, seen it, seen it, seen it. Seen that Instagram account? Sue Royce is on Instagram!
Yay! Hello.
Marvellous. That's what we like to hear. Good, positive stuff in every sense of the word there. So why Instagram, Sue?
Because Nick requested that I go onto Instagram. He
and what Nick requests,
and
other
yes
people would take as a command order, and that's what you've actually yeah got. It's wonderful.
I asked nicely. I asked very nicely.
But when your favourite album is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road...
No,
you know
no,
what?
Favourite Elton John album.
Oh, okay, favourite Elton John.
Elton John.
Well, you know, it's not a bad one. I grew up with it, and it was one of my favourites too.
Oh, terrific.
In fact, I once told my granny to blow her mind on Elton John with that very album.
Over the course of the next 50-odd minutes, a whole heap of other goodness coming from the audio mindset that is Nick Elliott, plus photographic exciting news and news of a live event and a whole heap of other things. Possibly, maybe even Nick with one or two mentions for some of the Elliotteers, perhaps.
We could do. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Let's go European.
We just continue ever onwards.
To live and live.
when the sun don't shine. Okay, your test, Sue Rice, is can you name all members of the Travelling Wilburys?
No, not at all.
George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and
George Harrison, Tom
and
Petty.
There you are. You see,
I didn't know Jeff Lynne.
Yeah, go to the end of the line. Oh. Yes, supergroup of the '80s, which still resonate throughout the noughties into the teenies, which is of course where we are. Do we reveal anything? Do we tease ahead, Nick, at this stage, to the excitements that are coming through as far as...
Well, we could, moving pictures. How about that? That'll
say
do.
No more.
On moving the back pictures. Of Reg.
I've seen that movie too.
Indeed.
Exactly. Sue, you have got a really tough choice. I mean, looking at the list of artists that Nick has selected, we've already heard from the Travelling Wilburys and Elton John, but Simon and Garfunkel, Gunn, Billy Idol, Motorhead, Guns N' Roses, Mott the Hoople, Supertramp and Queen.
Oh!
All vying. Oh. For the honour.
Supertramp, don't forget you mentioned Supertramp.
Yeah, the honour of.
This is going to be a hard choice this week.
Exactly. It's always a hard choice, even if it's on a monthly basis, which is where it is, Sound and Next Vision. It's not a weekly show. We can't exhaust that. You know, we couldn't afford the travel costs. What travel costs, says Producer Cat? Well, you've got to have at least one kind of dose of irony in the show. It's Sound and Next Vision, as we said, on Siren 107.3 FM. Shall we just go straight in with this tribute to the art of sort of pugilism?
I think so.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie-la-lie, wages. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Lie, 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 lie
there were times I've been so lonely and I took some comfort there. Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel, Tom and Jerry, of course, as they originally began their career. Tom and Jerry.
T and J. Yeah.
As opposed to S&M, which is another story entirely. Anyway,
indeed. That's for later.
Yeah. Anyway, let's crack the whip a little bit further and move on to the question, really. Any connections with Paul Simon or Art Garfunkel?
Well, actually, I did shoot Art Garfunkel.
Mm-hmm. Was this the pre-Bright Eyes era?
This is a long time ago. It's a long time ago. Possibly the most awkwardest artist I think I've ever done anything with.
Well, he's not as small as Paul Simon, because that was always an issue, the height issue. Paul Simon.
Well, no. I was actually commissioned to shoot the guy. This is going back a long, long time ago to do some editorial.
To reflect on your
And then
life.
He went off the idea. And he actually would only allow any shots from the sound desk, which was pretty much like being in another city. It was that far away.
Could you not have actually said Bright Eyes?
No.
There are those people who still have trauma when you see the sign in various shops up and down the rural activity. You've seen the movie, read the book, now eat the cast. It's a tough call. Watership Down. See the movie.
Eating the cast.
Now eat the cast. Yeah.
On this show, we talk about eating rabbits.
Well, I just had to
Good
put it, you know,
God.
We have that rural touch.
No. Eating animals is
maybe
not
that's,
on.
Maybe that's the line you should have actually put forward to Art Garfunkel. He could have probably smiled at that and you could have got a close-up.
Do you think?
Just a thought.
Still a long way away.
Or a mood shot, perhaps.
A mood shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, a mood shot as opposed to
a
mid
shot.
A mood shot. Exactly.
Is that like a monkey?
Why gun?
Why gun? Why
shoot
not
the rabbits?
Gun? Why not gun? Did some stuff with these guys a couple of years back, but I discovered that they'd done this cover, which is kicking. It really is kicking, because I never liked the original.
Really?
No, not really.
Not a hot chocolate fan?
Not really.
Not even with Errol Brown.
Does that not surprise you?
Well, it does, actually.
Does it?
I was all set for... I mean, I've given up, obviously, on Puppy Love, but I was hopefully going to sneak in a little touch of Paper Roses.
Brilliant.
Possibly.
Probably a Christmas edition.
Definitely, but
1 year.
1 year winner.
the Rock Train, leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train. No tracks are too heavy.
You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Is it, though? Is it really a nice day to start again? I don't know. It's volume 21 of Sound and Nick's Vision. And if you listen to this live on Siren FM, it's September the 15th. And I believe in 11 days from now, not that time is really anything other than an illusion, you will be working on a Wicker Man-esque video, Nick.
Yes, I will. I'm shooting a music video, which I've got two guest parts in, and I think I've got a speaking part, actually, which is the new music video for a Christmas single that, would you believe, comes out at Christmas.
Yeah, nice.
And I'm working with a band called Puppets to the Supreme Commander, which is Ed Graham, former drummer of The Darkness, and his new band, his new music project that he's working on.
One's tempted to say Puppets to the Supreme Commander has got a Gerry Anderson-esque theme to it, really.
Well, it has.
Is it going to be one hand up for mild amusement, two hands up for total amazement?
Possibly.
Oh, nice.
But it's going to be a big gig. It's a location shoot in a place called Vowood House, which is North Norfolk. Fantastic place. Really, really good.
No. you were tapping your toes to White Wedding, I believe.
I do like White Wedding, yeah.
More of an Eyes Without a Face sort of Billy Idol fan, really. I think that was his more atmospheric scenario. But did you have White Wedding for your own White Wedding?
I did. Yeah. Yes, it rained, but... all was well in the end.
Exactly. But yeah, and Dylan would echo that. That's the important thing. Dylan Rice, Sue Rice, very much the heart-to-heart of the Sound and Nick's Vision backroom staff, really. And Kat would nod meaningfully on that one as well. Kat, of course.
What, Jonathan Hart, heart-to-heart?
Oh, yeah. I probably see your good self, Nick, as either being Max the butler to my Freeway the dog, or vice versa. Just a thought. Yeah, you see, who's Freeway, who's Max? These are classic routines. Look it up on YouTube for any younger listeners who might be sort of thinking, Heart to Heart? Are they talking about British Heart Foundation and so on?
Stephanie Powers.
Yes, and Robert Wagner.
Wonderful, that's
there
it.
You have it. Sorted in one. Moving on then, apart from that wonderful tracing, I mean, the public are not invited to that, are they?
No.
So we can't give too many details.
No.
Swamped.
No.
Suddenly you have.
Well let's rewind. Exactly. Is it a secret location?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if people are worrying about the podcast and various other bits and pieces, and the multitudinous, you know, Take That fans who say, ah, oh, a little bit bored now, we haven't had much for Take That, let's find out what Nick's doing. There could be thousands.
No, there's a lot going on.
It wouldn't be advisable to show up. There's no point at all in people showing up.
Wait for the video.
Wait for the video.
It's important.
Which will be good.
Very exciting.
Be very
good. We might talk about something else that people can show up to, possibly in the not too distant future. But, you know, not. You know, we'll leave it there. Have you got any listener of the show that you want to dedicate this show to, as we're now roughly, well, good heavens, you know, over halfway through it?
There's quite a few people, actually, but we can start with one of my big kind of Italian fans. That's a lady called Raffaella. They're in sunny
Buongiorno,
Rome.
Buongiorno, Raffaella.
You could do that. I can't. Well, so I'll leave that with you.
Or Motorhead. Something you couldn't say about this programme in any way, shape or form. No class. Sorry, northern accent coming across there. Motorhead and no class. Or classless society, as somebody would have said. Class. They probably don't care, Lemmy. Bless him. He's up there thinking, well, of course it's class, dear boy. It's all opposed. Sue, only four more tunes to go before you have to select a winner.
Yes.
For the tune of the week, podcast, show, etc. Will you have the patience?
Probably.
Cause I'm missing you, I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart now. Said woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Said sugar, make it slow, and we'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience. I'd rather be alone. If I can't have you right now, I'll wait there. Sometimes I get so tense, but I can't speed up the time. But you know, love, there's one more thing to consider. Said woman, take it slow, things will be just fine. You and I'll just use a little patience. Said sugar, take the time, cause the lights are shining bright. You and I've got what it takes to make it. Won't break it. Oh, I'll never break it. Cause I can't take it.
Concerns that this was Guns N' Roses. You couldn't believe it was actually Guns N' Roses.
No, I couldn't. It's not their usual stable. And I'm really very impressed.
You had the patience to be patient. Very important. We're talking over the outro, which normally Nick would say, it's a cardinal sin. You can't do that. But it's Guns N' Roses. So I thought, what the heck? So much time to slot into the whole piece. In fact, probably just enough time to actually squeeze in a little bit of information in terms of next week, September 22nd, will be the Stone Tapes, then Inspired on Air on September 29th, then Sound and Country Vision, October the 6th, and then October the 13th, the Stone Tapes. In fact, the next Sound and Exhibition will be October 27th. Amazing. Anyway, sorry, he's singing now. We're still talking over his song. Sorry. Sorry, Axel.
Finish.
Okay,
let the man
we will.
Finish.
Fine. So from Guns N' Roses to the band who brought us the cover version of David Bowie's All the Young Dudes, it was written by David Bowie, of course. Mott the Hoople, why have you gone for MTH, Nick?
I just staggered across this a couple of weeks back when I was researching for the show, and just reminded me how good, what a fantastic band.
You may be, then again you may not be. Mott the Hoople, one of the boys. How can people get in touch with Sound and Nick's vision? Nick?
They can go to Nick Elliott Press Office, which is nickelliott.info. And everything's on there. You can list again once it's uploaded to the press office.
Exactly.
There's lots of information on there.
Podcasts
TV,
will come through,
radio
as well,
interviews, etc., etc.
We spoke about, obviously, an exciting video that's taking place somewhere. You know, somewhere in the world.
Somewhere.
Somebody might play this thing back and say, oh, I'm sure they said, no,
we didn't. Anyway. A secret location.
Exactly. It's all there. You know, it could be anywhere. It could be like a flash mob somewhere along the basis, which I suppose with some of the characters could actually incorporate some of the activities that's going on with puppets to the Supreme Commander. What can we say? Supertramp is what we can say. Why have you selected another Supertramp number?
Well, as you know, I'm a massive fan. And this album would be in my all-time top 10.
It's the penultimate number on Volume 21. Elton John, Travelling Wilburys, Simon and Garfunkel, Gun, Billy Idol, Motorhead, Guns N' Roses, Mott the Hoople, and now...
Crime of the Century.
Thank you.
course, technically, that would be the crime of the 20th century, not the 21st century, allowing for the fact that it was originated in the 20th century, Nick.
Still good.
Very is good. It, though, going to enter into Sue's top selection for this particular production, which, as we said, I've seen that movie too, End of the Line, The Box, That Everyone's a Winner, White Wedding, No Class, Patient, One of the Boys, Crime of the Century, and Bohemian Rhapsody, which is what
well,
we go out with.
That was a close second, but there really can only be one winner this time, right?
And did you kill a
got
man?
To be... No. Scaramouche.
Will you do the Fandango?
Will you do the Fandango?
Very, very frightening.
Galileo.
You will not let me go. Will not let me go. Anyway,
got little, to be a Bohemian Rhapsody.
It is, right. Okay, well, that's it. It's coming up in a few moments after we've done our final farewell with those three words that echo throughout the Sound and Nick's Vision universe. Keep music live. Obviously said with a lot more enthusiasm and drive than that, which, you know, obviously we decided on that. We'd stick with that. How is the clothing line going, by the way?
It's going very well. Lots of new ranges being added all the time, and people are enjoying it. They're really liking it, which is great.
Are you modelling anything yourself?
That's to come, actually.
Right.
Yeah, there's a bit of a special campaign that we've been shooting.
As worn by?
Indeed. And there's a lot of endorsements, a lot of guys are, you know, now getting on board with it. We've got some really good artists that are going to be modelling the stuff.
And the challenge you put to an ace press agent to actually ensure that they had the campaign banners across trucks travelling up and down the land, is that still in the process?
It's
in the process.
Yeah.
We can't mention who, what, when,
work
where.
In progress.
Work in progress.
No, it's at a secret location.
Shh. Travelling up and down somewhere near you in the mindset of time. Volume 21 has now been wrapped up.
Mm.
It'll head into possibly the Rock Train, possibly Alan and more folk banter. It could end up heading into all sorts of things as far as Siren FM is concerned on the live Thursday sequence. Or people could simply say, well, I'm just waiting until the podcast is there and I can download it and listen to it at one's leisure. And you're sticking with Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody as your number one choice?
Absolutely.
That's it, Ben.
Can't be beaten.
Well, there we are. Final words. Three of them. After three, a one, a two, a three.
Keep music live.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean
ghetto of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Never let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Yeah.